it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Time for another Ryko Rewind here with the V8 Sleuth Podcast. And Australian Touring Car Racing had an amazing new era begin on this very day, February 10, back in 1985. We're going to take a look at that in this episode. It's 39 years to the day since the start of the Group A era of the Australian Touring Car Championship. That kicked off at Winton in Kelly Country near Benalla back in 1985. Ryko Rewind is all about looking back at Australian motorsport and world motorsport history, where we explore the great races, the great drivers, the great cars from the past on the anniversary that amazing things unfolded. So on this day, back in 85, round one of the championship also marked the start of a new era for television, because it was Channel 7's first time as the full-time broadcaster of the Australian Touring Car Championship. Now, that started a stretch that ran right through into the following decade to the end of 1996. If you've seen the Winton 85 round, you'll remember that it actually wasn't covered live. It was actually shown in the aftermath. But if you haven't seen it, you can watch the Winton 85 round. You can add it to your collection now. It is on the Group A Touring Car Classics Volume 2 DVD that's available now from the V8 Sleuth Superstore. It was a very small field on this day back in 1985. How many cars do you think started that first race in the new era of the ATCC? 20? 25? Nope. 15. But there were seven different brands: BMW, Mitsubishi, Alfa Romeo, Ford, Toyota, Volvo, and Jaguar via Gary Wilmington's privateer XJS. There were a couple of Group E cars running on slicks in among that field too, by the way. But what you're probably thinking is, hang on a minute, you just read a list of manufacturers and you didn't say Holden. Well, that was the first time in the history of the championship to that point that there wasn't a Holden that attempted to qualify or race for the round, the first of 10 for 1985. Peter Brock and his new look Mobile Holden dealer team elected to stay away, and they made a winning debut in round two at Sandown. And there were no other Commodore privateer drivers to fill the void at Winton. So it was a very strange touring car time, where we'd come from the Group C era straight to Group A, and there was no Holdens on the grid. Of course, Brock's team had run their prototype VK Commodore at the New Zealand events at Wellington and Pukekohe at the very beginning of 85. But the new look mobile car debuted on, well, I guess you'd call it really home soil, Sandown, pretty much Brock and HDT's home track. So the win went to Jim Richards on this day, that beautiful JPS black and gold 635 CSI. And on the track, if you look at the vision or the photos, it's a form finish with Neville Crichton, the Kiwi, in the second of the JPS BMWs. But don't let that deceive you. He was one lap in front of his Kiwi teammate after 50 laps of the old Winton circuit, the short track, the 2.03, I think it is off the top of my head, track. It's 3Ks now with the additional element. So they got the 1-2, and it wasn't surprising that BMW rolled out really well, because they had been getting ready for Group A in the previous back end of 1984. And of course, 635 Group A BMWs had been racing for a couple of years overseas. Now, who finished third? Any idea? I reckon a few of you probably are guessing Dick Johnson's Mustang, because that car is so well remembered for that period. But he actually had overheating troubles and was forced to pit quite a few times to the point where he was still running at the end but didn't do enough laps to be classified as a finisher. In fact, it was Kevin Bartlett in the Mitsubishi Starion Turbo that came on home in third on this day, February 10, on Ryko Rewind, 39 years ago at Winton in 1985. Fourth place, AJ, Alan Jones, the Alfa Romeo GTV6, running with Colin Bond in a two-car team. Of course, AJ would be lured back to Formula One later in the year with that Haas Lola Beatrice operation. But he finished fourth, 10 finishes in a race that, well, might not have been a total classic, but it still holds extreme historical significance in the history of the Australian Touring Car Championship. Right, that's the Ryko Rewind for today. February 10, on this day in 1985, the Group A era beginning at Winton. I'm Aaron Noonan, and thanks for joining me again. Another Ryko Rewind very soon.